California lawmakers passed new sexual assault laws after a Stanford student served 3 months in jail for sexually assaulting an unconscious woman. Capital Public Radio's Janelle Johnson reports as part of our series on new California laws taking effect in 2017.
Sabrina Word was a junior in college when she was sexually assaulted in 2007.
Found half naked from the waist down, and then my face was badly bruised. And I didn't really know what had happened at that point because I was kind of still unconscious.
Eventually, a DNA match revealed her attacker's identity, and a trial was set. But the jury found him not guilty of rape, and they couldn't decide whether he was guilty of rape by intoxication.
My first reaction was, society doesn't believe me. How could the jury have voted this way?
Beginning in January, people found guilty of sexual assault must serve time. The new law came after a Stanford student, Brock Turner, sexually assaulted an intoxicated and unconscious woman and served just 3 months in jail. Word says the new law shows a shift in people's attitudes towards sexual violence.
This new law allows us to have more accountability and even supports victims of letting them know, like, this is something we're taking serious now, and there's a minimum, you know, sentence for those that violate them and commit this crime.
The definition of rape has also been expanded due to the Turner case to mean all forms of non-consensual sexual assault. Governor Jerry Brown also signed a bill that removes the statute of limitations on rape and other sexual offenses. Sexual offenses that happened more than a decade ago would still fall under the state's 10-year statute of limitations. In Sacramento, I'm Janelle Johnson.